White, St. Helena, California, June 11, 1907. Elder J. E. White. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I have been expecting letters from you. Today, I will write you only a few lines. My health is fairly good, yet I am feeling the effects of my last journey to Southern California. I do not get much rest from my writing. My trust and confidence is in the Lord, and I love the present truth. Every phase of it is truth, and it is to be held to firmly. I am glad, very glad, that you did not hasten away from the southern field to Mountain View. It is not possible for you to make such a move without bringing taxation and perplexity upon yourself and delaying the accomplishment of your work. At times, I did not feel altogether clear about your leaving. I felt that you ought to revive your influence in the South before going away. I am agreed with Elder Washburn that there is still a work for you to do in the South. Working under the direction of the Lord, it is your privilege to help your brethren to place the work in the South on a sure basis. As laborers in the cause, our dependency must be placed in no human agency, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is to be our efficiency. We must take everything to God in prayer. He alone can make every crooked thing straight. No mortal man can be our Savior. God is waiting to do a work for you when you see your need of divine aid. I am hoping much from the position you take in your determination not to let go until Christ rules in your heart by faith. I shall be glad to see Elder Butler begin work in Atlanta, but he should have efficient helpers. Never was there a period of time when the workers in the South needed so much to stand firmly with the armor on as the present. We are to put our trust in the Lord, for He is our strength. Those who are holding the truth of His word are to stand as one. Let no one suppose that He is appointed to pick flaws in His brother. This will not build up a single soul. The workers need encouragement. Each worker should remember that he is having his likeness taken for eternity. Let us strive to have the likeness as perfect as possible. Let no unpleasant word escape your lips, but let the words you speak be such that you will not be ashamed to meet them in the judgment. The record of our words and deportment is daily written in the books of heaven. It is time now that we present to others in spirit and words and works the likeness of Christ's example. We need to be guarded. Satan is watching every advantage that we may give him, that he may use it to hurt our influence. Speak these words to the people. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken, and hath called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silent. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Psalm 50, verse 1-6. We each have an individual character to form. We cannot afford to utter one word of foolishness or boasting. Let the words that we shall utter be wise and encouraging words that will stand the test of the judgment. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Verse 23. In the place of demeriting the brethren, let us seek to do them good. Let us begin to see the necessity of speaking true, encouraging words. Truth, precious truth, is to sanctify the soul. Let none lift up his soul in self-praise. Each should have confidence in his brethren, just as verily as he has in himself. We should dwell upon those subjects that will bring light and gladness into the souls of those who assemble for worship. When you pray, believe that the Lord hears your prayer, and that he will answer it out of his immense fullness. We need to seek the Lord in earnest prayer, and not only seek him, but through faith claim the assurance. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11, verse 6. When you ask the Lord for his blessing, believe that ye receive the things you ask for, and ye shall have them. Mark 11, verse 24. He that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. Matthew 7, verse 8. We must walk by faith and not by feeling. The word is to be our assurance. Let your prayer be, Lord, increase my faith. Believe that the word of God is verity and truth. I have a message for all our people in Nashville. When you meet together to worship God, let no one thrust at another in his testimonies. Be kind and tender-hearted one to another. Let not your prayers fall to the ground without marked results. It is your privilege to bear a full testimony to God and your Redeemer. All heaven is waiting to hear your requests to God. Seek to die to self, for this is your life. Do not give up the interests of the soul. Show the blessed light to all with whom you associate. It is your privilege to say, "Come and hear, all ye that fear the Lord, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me." Psalm 66, verse 16 to 20. Let this be the language of every soul.